very disappointed with our defensive performance in the first half today, and then again when we got ourselves back in the game, we let ourselves down again with D problems. You give up 42, you're not going to win, are you, ever? I don't think. So that part's been very disappointing, because we're generally better than that.
You were certainly better than that. You're trailing 26 points nearly. You reduced that to 4 points.
Yeah.
There must be so many positives in that period either side of half-time.
Yeah, there are. But and we scored the last try in the game, and the boys were still putting in. But, yeah, there's an old NFL adage, pardon me, the famous Bill Parcells book was called, you get no medals for trying. In professional sport, you've got to be better than that. So we weren't at times today, and it cost us dearly. Mind you, the opposition are, you know, I heard someone mockingly or jokingly calling them the Catalan Kangaroos, and they looked like the Kangaroos at times today. I thought some of their skillful, powerful, athletic attacking performance was way too good for us.
Talking about attacking performances, and I know you won't want to pick any individual out, but maybe a word about the efforts of Tom Johnston.
Absolutely outstanding, yeah. If last week wasn't Tom's sort of coming out parade, I think, you know, today was definitely it. He's been simply outstanding, not just in the parts that we all love to see, those breaks and tries and attacking things that he did today, but in the early part of the game, he kept us in it with some tremendous defence as well.
Brian, it's a short turnaround for Friday, St. Helens. Will that affect your preparation?
Well, it's just what we have to do. We get ready from Sunday to Friday, and we're playing against another very talented team next week, next Friday night. So it's a great opportunity for us to get ourselves together and improve our defence.
Frustrating, Brian, that two games running, you've let all the opposition go a long way, and then you've started to play.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's some of that will be about the opposition, you know, losing concentration or starting to glide or float or whatever. But we got to learn how to go with the opposition early doors in games, and you know, we've done that a couple of times this year without. Winning, but once with winning, but that opening part of the game is vital. You're always chasing your tail, and your energy battle is doubly difficult if the opposition have won that part of the game. So back to the drawing board for us.
What do you put that slow start down to, Brian? I mean,
some of it was down to Catalans, I think. Just, you know, to be fair, I don't want to be casting doubt or whatever, but they have assembled a great load of attacking talent in, you know, for sure. Maybe not some of the best defensive players, but they won't have to worry about defending too much if they keep attacking like they were in the early part of today's game. And, you know, some astonishingly poor calls that today that really hurt us. One of them that sort of slid to nowhere, I guess, is, or they were back-to-back where we played down a little short side, which happened to be right in front of where we were standing on the gantry there. And that was very skillful play from our left-sided guys, and call back for a forward pass. And then the referee made a decision shortly after that, and a touch judge overruled him about double knock-on, and they scored on the set straight after that. I think the score was 26-22 at that stage. So, you know, a tale of woe, but it's hard for me to be too forgiving towards anybody in our crew today. As a group, you know, we just didn't come up with... You can't give up 26 points by half-time and feel too sorry for yourself about calls that went against us.
You did create a lot of opportunities, scored a lot of points yourself, could have had a few more. I mean, that going forward, that must please you, though.
Yeah, that was a promising thing. Well, I want to see us do it when we're not 26 behind.